Today, this is the same weather as Columbus. First of all, this is not so hot. But I cannot complain because the last week has been really good. Now, listen, everything is going well in terms of the progression, the improvement, regarding what we want to do. Good spirit, good environment also to work, because the idea is to connect, to go back together, and to go back to the basic, knowing that we did a lot of good things last year. So, but this is something that we have to go back to the basic. And I'm really happy with the spirit, because I have no issue. I know that my team is gonna come and try to apply what we do. But I wanted to see the spirit, and this is I have to say the spirit has been good so far.
I could ask this last week, but it was hard to see in the first day of preseason. I want to ask this now. Is it any different, the feeling in your second season? Or is there any more comfort with this team, or just knowing that this team knows your style? How, just what's the difference feelings coming in as a first-year coach and a second-year coach?
It's really, this is a good question, because after the practice, we had, today we had a session that we call a compete day. And this is a session where we do a lot of work physically, but also a small-sided game to compete. And I told them that at the end of the session that we kind of compare with the same session that we did last year in terms of the way they play, but also the way they are, you know, on the pitch, the connection that they have. And last year, it's normal, they didn't know us, they didn't know the way we work, and this year we can see the difference, because the team was organized already, the structure was there, the desire to play for the teammates was there also. So, no, listen, you cannot compare, obviously. You know, the week also has been really interesting, because we work on the concept, and obviously, as I know already the concept, so now we can go into more details regarding what we want to do. So this is good. This is good.
And last thing I want to ask is, how are those new players adjusting to this team, who you said has a connection and knows the playing style? How are these new players that you added in off season adjusting to your playing style?
Well, I figured out that I have to speak Spanish. I have to be good with that. And I'm joking, but I'm going to do it, because I like to have a discussion with a player when this is his language, you know. So. But no, listen, all the new players have been good, I would say, in terms of the way the group welcomed them. And the idea is to give them time. But what I like about them is there is a desire, you know, to apply what we want to do, knowing that this is not easy for them, but they keep going. And for me, this is the most important. So I'm
one pleased. Kind of follow. Oh, sorry, I was going to say, one kind of follow-up from what you just said. Why is it important for you as a coach to make sure you can communicate with them in Spanish or just their language, that you take the time, even if it's not the best, you take the time to try to communicate with them in the way they know?
Because, you know, when I took the team last year, I said, and this is the way I see things, I need to create a safe environment. And for me, a safe environment is for me and my staff to learn and the Spanish, because we have more players like this, and also this is really important for me that the player feels good and can express himself in a good way. So I have to do also my homework. So I'm not saying that I'm able to understand Spanish, but I need to get better to talk, to speak.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Adriana, Wendy, go ahead.
Hi, Wilfried. Thanks so much for jumping on with us today. We talked to Patrick and talked about his goals for this season, things like that. What are your goals for him coming in as the starter for a second year?
I didn't have the chance to sit with him, so I'm going to do it this week. And I want him to keep doing what he did last year, knowing that he's going to have the same moment and the same difficulties as last year. So for me, you know, so it's been two or three weeks now that I can hear people saying that, you know, when you have a good season like that, when this is the first one, the second one is always difficult. Perspective. I don't see this perspective for me. So I know that it could happen, but why not use last year to help him to be better when it's going to be difficult? So, and in the tactical point, I'm going to ask him to read also the game a little bit quicker in terms of decision making, because yes, we want to build up from the back. The build up from the back doesn't mean to play all the time short. It could be also in between or in behind, and he has the possibility to do it. And to enjoy himself. And this is the way I see it.
And then we just also talked to Yevon, and he shared with us the challenge of coming in midseason and trying to work into a team and things like that. You guys have brought in some players to help with your depth this year. But also, how important is it for those guys who came in midseason to build that depth and now have a full preseason with you? I mean, that could be really critical.
Yeah, really good point. That's why we did this move last year, because and that's why I didn't want to... yes, we can bring more players, but we are not in a rush for that, because I know that the player who came last year or the player who haven't played a lot, example Max, they can have for me and for my staff, this is new player, because now they understand exactly what we want to do and they feel free to play the way we want, but also to play also the way they want, you know. So for me, it's really important, because Sheba last year, yes, it's normal, he struggled, everything was new. But during after the Atlanta game, yeah, when he was a starter, he had a really good game, and it's been the trigger, you know. And since this game, he's been better, and now I can tell you that he's here, and for sure he's gonna be important for us.
And my last one for you, staying with Yevon, what can he bring to this team now that he is settled, not just with the team, but with the style of MLS play?
We took him because he's so good with his left foot. You know, he's able to play the short pass, but he's able also to play the pass between the lines and behind the lines. So now we can see that he has that in his locker. So the idea is for him to see and to recognize this kind of moments. But he's fast also, and he has a desire to attack. So we're going to, as you know, as you can imagine, last year we played in a certain way. We're going to play the same way, but we're going to add a few evolutions.